Good evening, I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. More than 6 months after an explosion killed 16 people at a munitions factory in Hickman County, the state is taking action. The Tennessee Occupational Safety and Health Administration issued more than $3 million in penalties to the company, Accurate Energetic Systems. WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports.
On October 10th, workers were melting down explosive material, pouring it into tubes, and packaging it inside of a building containing 25,000 pounds of explosive material. In an instant, nearly all of it exploded, killing 16 people. Now, the company is facing record fines from the state's Worker Safety Agency. Tennessee's OSHA documented 100 citations against AES. The agency claims that the company exposed workers to dangerous chemicals like TNT without protective gear. The company also allowed the accumulation of explosive dust on equipment, and workers were spraying a flammable liquid near hot kettles. The cause of the explosion, however, is still being investigated. Before this incident, the largest penalty TOSHA issued was about $400,000 after a 2001 explosion at a military flare manufacturer. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
Governor Bill Lee shared his thoughts on the findings during a press gaggle this morning.
We have an obligation to make sure that there's a full understanding of what happened. And if there was something done wrong and there evidently were violations and there were issues there, a fine associated with that, that's the way that process should work. And that should be a deterrent to businesses going forward.
A longtime school board member in Washington County has been censured after an inappropriate comment to a student. Keith Irvin appeared to rest his hand on a female student's shoulder last week during a board meeting before telling her, quote, "God, you're hot," and giving her a side hug. In a statement, Irvin said his comments were taken out of context and that he's not good with words. The board reprimanded him, but is allowing him to keep his seat until an election next year. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.